Hereby give notice the number of votes recorded for each candidate at said election is as follows. Abrahams, Debbie, the Labour Party candidate, 14718. Adams, Derek, George, the British National Party, 1560. The Conservative Party candidate, 4481. Alan Peter Duncan, the Green Party, 530. Bishop David Lawrence, Bus Pass Elvis Party, 67. Rick the Flying, the Official Monster Radio Union Party, 145. Kay Loss, Pirate Party of the United Kingdom, 96. Morris Stephen, English Democrats, Putting England First, 144. Knuckle Paul Andrew, UK Independence Party, 2029. Watkins Elwin, Liberal Democrats, 11160. The total number of ballots papers rejected was voting for more candidates than voter is entitled to 8. Writing or marking by which voter could be identified 4. Being unmarked or wholly void for uncertainty 45. The total number of votes was 34,987, and I do hereby declare that the said Debbie Abrahams is duly elected the Oldham East and Saddleworth constituency.
The voters have spoken for the country. They have sent a clear message to those watching in Downing Street. Mr. Cameron, Mr. Clegg, you may be watching, but now you have to listen. Across the country, there is growing anger against your reckless policies, your broken promises, and your unfair cuts. You are making the wrong judgments for the long term of our country. You are badly letting down voters. Tonight, I urge you to listen to the decent people of Oldham East and Saddleworth, to think again and change directions today. Stop your broken promises and start giving people a fairer deal. Mr. Clegg, campaigning against the Tory VAT bombshell to get elected, then putting the Tories into power and dropping the bombshell yourself, treating the voters with contempt. Promising police to win power, then making cuts which mean axing nearly 1,400 police posts and closing police stations in Greater Manchester. It plays fast and loose with public safety concerns. And campaigning to scrap tuition fees, then trebling them for the sake of power, treats voters with contempt. Scrapping educational maintenance allowance and abolishing the Future Jobs Fund shows the Tories and Lib Dems are happy to kick away the ladders which help millions of young people climb to a better future. These are not the new policies they promised. They are the worst of the old politics. And tonight, that cynical approach has been rejected. I'm humbled that the voters of this borough have put their trust in me on what is a historic anniversary. It was the 13th of January, 1893, that the Independent Labour Party was founded by Keir Hardie. As working people...